listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace. God's grace to you and peace. Let that soak in this day. Our text says, "But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields." I'm thinking this morning about all the different types of soil, of earth, we've driven past on this huge trip. As most of you know, we are on this unprecedented cross-country work-from-the-road adventure as a family this month of July. We've been gone for over a week now, since we've journeyed out from the beautiful East Coast, and we have watched as the landscapes keep changing. We've watched as the soils change. From the lush hills of Virginia and Maryland, over the Blue Ridge Mountains and down into the rich, fertile soil of Ohio, and Indiana, and Illinois, and Iowa, and parts of Nebraska. Some of that soil, by the way, has been flooded, in a sense choked out, but much of that soil is ideal for this text today, imaged on bulletin covers across the church this morning. We drove on, and we start getting into the prairies. Farming gives way to grazing, and then as our altitude started increasing, our ears popping in the cars, as we got into Colorado and the Rocky Mountains, started to see pine trees growing everywhere. We noticed the soil getting rocky. We've been here in Wyoming now for much of this past week, and we've been staying a couple days with the Crums and the Myers, so beautiful. That's in the southern central part of the state, very mountainous. And now up here in the Grand Tetons and Yellowstone for the last 2 days, lots of trails across Wyoming where feet tromp down anything trying to grow. It's been dry here also. We haven't seen rain all week. Had dust on our shoes all the time. And it's all still very rocky, mountainous soil. And as our trip continues, I know that we'll see some even drier desert soil as we drop down into Utah today, where the rocks are red and the sun burns hot. Here in the mountains, pine trees and meadow grasses abound. But in the desert, almost nothing can take root and grow. Wow, we have seen so many different types of soil. So I'm thinking this morning, as we read our gospel, about how seed sown in fertile soil, about all the different land we've covered, and perhaps you too have seen this land at one time or another, how these many and various lands across our nation, like in Jesus' parables, can be metaphors for our lives of faith and our reception to the Word of God. How in your life has God's Word taken root and grown, like seeds in the fertile soil of America? And when our times that God's word just has not taken root or lasted long. Too much distraction, too much flooding, too many rocks or bumps or harsh weather, too much traffic in the busyness of our weeks. How sometimes God's word actually does start to grow, start to change us for the better, start to take root and hold on to us. But then how we can be swept away almost instantly by the world's affairs and concerns. How often there's just not enough room or time or patience for God's redemptive word of grace and peace to take root and grow in our hearts. I'll be honest, I am sometimes a little wary about the overzealous in our churches. More times than not, they get scorched by their own fire for Jesus, or flooded. And they don't last long in the church community. They can get impatient with others who are not as on fire as they are, and then too soon throw up their hands in the air and be done with the whole thing. I once knew someone like that in a former congregation. This person found our church, joined it, got ridiculously involved in every aspect of ministry, it seemed, got frustrated with others, angry, and left the church, all in the course of 1 year. Farmers understand that healthy plants and crops don't grow like that. So how can we expect disciples to grow like that? Compare that person, a good person, I should say, very good person, but fell on rocky soil. Compare that person with the one who enters a Christian community slowly, carefully, perhaps dubiously, lovingly, seeking understanding and relationship, not overzealous or anxious, just showing up again and again. I've known many like this too. Many of you from Bethlehem, actually. Sharing life together, sharing joys and gathering, showing up in sorrowful times too. I've watched, just in my 15 years of ministry, I've watched some become stronger, more rooted, faithful Christians, better and better students of Scripture, more grounded in the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion. The storms can damage, but they do not destroy because the roots are deep and growing deeper. Again, people who are faithful in their presence among God's people, showing up year after year. Now that's where the seed of God's word, that is the gospel message of God's forgiveness, God's grace, God's love has taken and continues to grow and expand and bear fruit and become stronger for it. How often we emerge stronger when faced with adversity. Jesus' message, this heart of summer day, is a call not to be fickle, not to blow in the wind and get reactive and storm out, but to slow down and let this good word of God work on us, change us from the inside, from underneath the surface. How often do we really stop and let a scripture from passage from scripture soak in or really take root? How often do we stop and just sit with God's word? I'm guilty of this. So often Bible readings can just brush our ears and our intellects, and then we move on, go back to whatever else we were doing before. It's hard to let God's word soak down into our hearts. But try taking some real time with Scripture this week and see what happens. Paul says in Romans, you are in the Spirit. Since the Spirit of God dwells in you, if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then God will give life to your mortal bodies. What if this word was to soak in? You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then God will give life to your mortal bodies. Now we can certainly blow this word off, brush it aside, but this word has the power to take deep root and save our lives. Why is it that we let other words that people say to us damage or even destroy our lives? But we can let a good word from God just brush past us. I bet everyone listening wouldn't have to think very long at all about the meanest thing anyone's ever said to you or about you. I bet we could recall those cruel words pretty quickly. But the Word of God, which promises us life in the midst of death, which grants us peace and joy and forgiveness of all our wrongdoings, grace, the Word of God, that word, we can almost forget by the time we log off or tune out and get into something else. Friends, these deep summer days, a new word takes root in us and grows. God loves you. Even you. God forgives you. Even you. And God calls you to forgive others. Not because you're an awesome saint necessarily and perfectly capable of forgiving others. No. God calls us to love and forgive others, not in our own names, but in Jesus' name. That's a seed and a good word that we have to let sit under the ground and grow over time. And Christ waters us. The light of God shines on us, and the Spirit blows through our lands and our lives and connects us so that we don't stand and grow alone. Friends, God makes our hearts good soil. God takes a risk and extravagantly throws out seeds of love even in your direction this day. On every kind of soil that we've seen crossing this beautiful country, God extravagantly throws out all these seeds of love, and God makes our hearts good soil so that through the work of the Holy Spirit, that seed takes and grows in our hearts. And in time, deeds and words of love and grace then flow from our hands and our mouths, bringing comfort, peace, and joy to this hurting and broken world. The very comfort and peace and joy of Christ Jesus. From God, the gracious farmer, to us, once rocky, dry, and uncultivatable soil, because of Christ, who lives and dwells with us, in us this day and forever, now, friends, we go out too and spread widely this good news. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.
Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body.
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.